Yeah, some enterprising reporter, I think it would be a great project, maybe one of your interns. You could assign to have them go back and look at drugs that eventually got approved by FDA, compare what was in the letter where they didn't get approved to what was stated publicly by the company about the letter. That would be a great project.
Well, yeah, that's never good.
No, you can.
After
they're approved. So
yes.
I'm talking.
If they're not approved.
No, you can't deal. But for drugs that eventually get approved, you can get the letters, and you could go back and look and see how accurate is the public representation of what's in the letter versus what's in the letter.
Well, couldn't you just make it standard practice to release those letters after you approve?
Well, we do.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you saying the companies are misleading the public about what's in the approval letters?
Well, I don't know if I want to say that, but first of all, we don't monitor what the company says routinely about every action that we take, but there are times when we become aware of what the companies are saying relative to what we know is in the letters, and we don't think they add up. And, you know, there are occasions where we call the companies and voice to them our concern that what they're saying about what's in the letter versus what we think the letter actually said are not consistent. There have actually been cases where we referred some of those situations to the SEC. Because, pardon?
Do you have an example of that?
I can't give you an example. No, I can't think of one. But, you know, first of all, we don't monitor what they're telling analysts and what they're telling the investment community. So we're not paying attention to that routinely. But occasionally we see the press reports or we see the press releases, and if we see something that looks out of line, we either go back to the company and suggest that they revise that, or that, you know, there have been occasions where we felt like we should refer the issue to the SEC because we didn't think they were being truthful in how they were communicating. But that's not our regulatory purview. But we feel responsible that if we see it and we think it's out of line, we do raise it.
How often do you see it?
It's really more anecdotal because, you know, I personally don't monitor all the things that they're putting out to the investment community. I see them occasionally. Sometimes, you know, it's a matter of, you know, how you are looking at it, and they don't look so egregious. Sometimes they look more worrisome, and we might be concerned. It's not our regulatory responsibility to monitor those communications, but I think we do feel a responsibility that if we see something that looks out of line, that we follow up on it.
Like, would you say it's rare or prevalent? I mean, just as a general...
It's very rare that we see something that we actually go to the trouble of referring to SEC. Mm-hmm. It's less rare that we see something that we would call the company up and say, you know, we noted your press release said that no new studies were required for approval, and, you know, maybe you didn't read the letter to the end, but we asked you for a new study. You know, there's some interpretation here, because you have to understand, when we send them a letter, we lay out the deficiencies, we give them recommendations on what they need to do to fix those deficiencies. So we may recommend that they do a new study, but there's always the possibility that they could say, but wait a minute, you didn't analyze the data we already gave you correctly, and if you reanalyze it this way, you won't need that additional study. So there's always that, you know, balancing, did we require them to do a new study versus they decide, we don't really need a new study. Those guys at FDA are out of their mind. They just didn't analyze the data correctly. So you have to judge it in that lens that what we put in the letters are not requirements. We always have to be open to the possibility that they could suggest a different way of fixing the problem. So there is some nuance that comes into play.